Support this podcast and keep us going. Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 717. Today we hear from J.B., who asks,
I have come across a problem with switching writing forms. I love writing dialogue heavy, that's why I got into screenwriting a bit. But since we all know, at least you let us know, that the movie biz is evil and writing that book series is the way to go, I thought about switching form, from time to time at least. Now I'm trying my hand at my first novella, and it's not quite the same. Or is it? Is moving from describing scenes in movie treatments to describing scenes in prose easier than I think? What would make it easier? Are there some writing exercises to try? Or is it learning to write all over again? Yes, this might just be a I don't like writing description question. Thanks for your podcast and your insights. Love the humor and your occasional co-host, Kitty. Keep on going, you two. Well, thank you.
Why, thank you. Well, first of all, the movie biz isn't evil. It's just that if you... Well, okay, it is. But, you know, it's not... Anytime you get a bunch of creative people surrounded by a bunch of people with money looking to exploit them, you get a certain amount of evil. That's just... You know, the publishing biz is seriously evil, too. Don't let the movie biz stand out as special in that regard. However, if you want creative control, if you want what you write to make it to your audience in a form that resembles what you intended, the movie business is not the place for you unless you are going to be an auteur filmmaker and you're going to do the directing or you have a directing partner with whom you work very closely. You can do it as an indie. It's much harder to make good money, and you have to get very good at things like crowdfunding and running the festival circuit, and the market is really saturated, like all the markets are now, because the barriers to entry are so low. But it can be done, and some of the greatest filmmakers in history came out of doing that kind of thing. They didn't want anything to do with the system, so they built their own system off to the side, generated enough success, and then mainstreamed themselves into the system.
It's also worth noting that the Screenwriters Guild recently collectively fired their agents over co-packaging deals.
Yeah, that's right.
And right now, a lot of showrunners are hiring without agents in the middle at all because not all of the agencies have gotten on board with the new contract.
Yeah. And that could be really healthy for the industry. You remove that layer of middlemen, you remove a lot of opportunity for exploitation.
What's happening right now is that a lot of people who weren't getting read are getting read because they're dealing directly with the showrunners instead of through several layers of agents. So this is a nice time to break into screenwriting if that's what you want to do.
We seize the moment. Now... All that said, there's nothing preventing you from doing both, like Steve Cannell did, or any number of other successful screenwriters like Bill Goldman, who were also successful novelists. Bill Goldman, of course, is William Goldman, one of the greatest screenwriters of all time, also a great novelist, wrote, among other things, The Princess Bride. Steve Cannell was Stephen J. Cannell, or Cannell, I guess is how he pronounced it, Stephen J. Cannell, who invented the Rockford Files, the A-Team, Wise Guy, a whole bunch of other stuff, and also wrote a whole series of pretty nifty mystery novels, and all of which were bestsellers. There's nothing prevents you from writing both tracks, and writing both tracks does insulate you a bit. I mean, you're still technically in the entertainment industry, but sometimes your screenplays may do well, and sometimes your books may do well, and that may not always line up. So diversification is good. Now, when you talk about going to a different form from screenwriting to book writing, the biggest difference between a screenwriter and a book writer is that a screenwriter only controls, more or less, what the characters say. And to a certain extent, where they are. And to an even lesser extent, what they do. You've only got the external to work with. Yes, a lot of screenwriters put subtextual stuff in their screenplays. But most directors ignore that, and so it's useless to put it in anyway. What you have to do in a screenplay is you have to control the perception of the person reading the screenplay entirely through your description of what appears on the imaginary screen. And you don't get a lot of words to do it. It's entirely visual and auditory. That's all you've got to work with. In a book, you've got touch, taste, and inner monologue, which you don't have in a screenplay. So touch, taste, and inner monologue. Not only that, but you have to make up, you have to supply everything in your book that normally the actors and the set designers and the director and the musician, the composer, would bring to the situation. Because of this, I found learning to adapt a screenplay to a novel to be incredibly, surprisingly difficult. Once I'd done it, I could do it again. I don't think I would have nearly as much trouble. I certainly didn't have as much trouble later on in the project as I did early on. But the first little while was tough, because I really had to direct the whole thing in my head. The scene that I was working with, I had to direct it in my head and then figure out how to translate that experience onto the page so that it would then translate back into the head of the person reading the book. It means I had to do all the character development that would have been done by a little look here, a little gesture there, the timing of the edits. I had to do all that using other tools. Now, I've made a few films, so I knew how to accomplish what I was trying to accomplish in a film. And I'd written a few books and a lot more short stories, so I knew how to accomplish what I was wanting to accomplish in a book. So I had to translate the one imagined end product to the other through the suite of tools, kind of like tearing down a house, moving all the pieces over a wall, and reconstructing it on the other side of the wall.
Something that might serve as an example of is to look for a novelization of a film that you enjoy and see if you can find the screenplay. You're going to be able to find a screenplay of Star Wars somewhere out there. Star Trek as well. Look at the novelization.
Star Wars is actually a really good way to do it, because the final script is hard to find, but you can watch the movie and you can read the book. Both of those are adapted from the screenplay. And you can also listen to the radio drama series, which is also adapted from the same screenplay. And that could be really useful. You could do Hitchhiker's Guide, the TV show, the radio drama, and the book. The TV show and the book both adapted from the radio drama. And I think for the subscribers on Patreon, Subscribestar, and Gumroad, for this episode, we should give them the first scene of Down from 10 in screenplay format and in novel format. This is one of mine that I adapted from a screenplay to a novel. And you'll see the kinds of choices I made and how that affects the feel of the book and of the experience. And if you're a screenplay writer, you'll be able to read the screenplay and see what I was going for, and then you'll read the book and you see how I tried to accomplish the same thing there. Because that was a very successful translation. Also, The Princess Bride, which I mentioned before by Bill Goldman, went the other way. It was initially a book, and then he translated it into the screenplay. And so there was a lot of editing down, where with Down from 10, you'll see that there was a decent amount of expanding out that happened, because the director and I were envisioning a very particular visual style that I wanted to recreate in the book. So that took extra stuff. Over the course of the whole project, I culled a few scenes out and added new scenes in because they weren't accomplishing on the page what they were in the screenplay or what they would have in the film. So I think that horse is probably dead and broken and bleeding and rotting, so we should stop kicking it before we get our shoes all dirty. Thank you very much for the question, and good luck. And I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners. Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.